stroke of genius after another, I replied as I made a groggy effort to collect a bowl of cold rice, a mango, and a bowl of tea.
First thing, Goblin goes up there in his dervish outfit. Then Tobo comes strutting along.
Good morning, Adu,
I murmured distractedly as the gateman admitted me to the library grounds. I was worried about leaving Goblin and One Eye to operate on their own. My mother instinct at work, they said, both showing nasty teeth as they reminded me that every hen has to trust her chicks on their own sometime. A point well made. Though few hens have to worry about their chicks getting drunk, forgetting what they are doing, and wandering off in search of adventure in a city where there is not even one other skinny little black man or ugly little white character. Adu nodded his greeting. He never had anything to say. Inside the library, I went to work immediately, though only a couple of copyists had arrived before me. Sometimes Dorabi focused as intently as Sawa did. That helped turn off the worries.
Dorabi? Dorabi de Banerjee?
I started awake, amazed that I had fallen asleep. I had squatted down on my heels in a corner, in a fashion common amongst Guni and Yuang Bo, but not common among Vedna, Shadar, or many of the ethnic minorities. We Vedna favor sitting on the floor or on a cushion cross-legged. Shadar like low chairs or stools. Not owning at least a crude stool is the truest mark of poverty among the Shadar. I was in character even in my sleep.
Master Santaraxita?
Are you ill?
He sounded concerned.
Tired. I didn't sleep well. The Skildirsha were hunting last night.
I used the Shadowlander name for the shadows. That did not trouble Santaraxita. It had become part of the language under the Protectorate.
The screams kept waking me up.
I understand. I did not enjoy a sound sleep myself, though not for that reason. I was unaware of the horror till I saw its marks this morning.
The Skildirsha show a proper respect for the priestly clan, then?
The faintest twitch of his lip told me he had not missed the joke.
I am properly appalled, Dorabi. This is evil unlike any we have ever known. The blind misfortune of flood or plague or disaster we must endure stoically. And against the darkness, even the gods themselves sometimes contend in vain. But to send out a pack of these shadows to do murder randomly and often, and for no reason even an insane man can comprehend. That is evil of the sort the Northerners used to preach.
Dorabi managed a credible job of looking slack-jawed.
I'm sorry. I'm exercised. You probably never saw any of the outsiders.
He placed the same stress on outsiders that many Taglians used when they meant the Black Company specifically.
I did. I saw the Liberator himself once when I was little. And I saw the one they called the Lieutenant after she came back from Deja Gore. I was pretty far away, but I remember it because that was the same day she killed all the priests and the Protector. I saw her a couple of times.
I was making it up as I went, but that was the sort of thing most adult Taglians could claim. The company had